I'm like the witch from The Wizard of Oz. I'm freaking melting!
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself,
me.
Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Oh.
Here is your host, Stretch.
I am melting. I don't think I've drank this much fluid in the last 40 hours. In the last 40 hours, I've drank more than I've drank in a month. Just Gatorade, iced tea, ice water, Gatorade. It's just insanity. Man, am I sick of this freaking heat wave. It has got to go. Where the hell is fall? Let's start it now. Man, this is bad. It's good for weight loss, but you just sweat. Like yesterday, at my house, we have an air conditioning unit in the bedroom. And the rest of the time, we don't really need air conditioning here. There is this 6 to 8 week window that happens every year, end of August, September, goes into a little bit of October, where you get these just gnarly heat waves. And it's bad, man. And then I'm like, damn, we should put AC in the house. But I can't imagine what our bill would be if we had full-on AC, because we would be cranking it right now. We've got like 10 fans going, ceiling fans in every room. Typically, that's fine here by the ocean, but boy, is it. And I can't imagine what it was like. My parents wanted me to come over this weekend, and I was like, I am not going to Downey. I hate to be a snob, but it is way too hot to go there, and they don't have AC in that scorcher-ass area. So I could not do it. Getting in the car, and it was 113 the other day. That's just stupid. And I'm fat, and I'm wearing a shirt and tie every day and a jacket a lot of the time. This is BS. I'm melting. I don't want to melt. I don't want to get skinny this way by melting. This is like a bad Stephen King novel we're all living in this damn weather. It's like we're inching closer to the sun every day, and soon we're just going to all catch on fire and die. As is going to happen. I have had a good walking weekend, got my double dog walks on, one in the morning early, one in the evening, right about dark, and I have put a video up on Instagram. Poor Mr. Ice now has to wear a harness with do not pet signs on it because I don't trust him yet. I still am not 100% with him, and he's weird to people. Like, people have come up and started to pet him, and then all of a sudden, while they're petting him, he just decides, yeah, F you, and goes for him. And it's like, oh, bro, that's not good. I just saw an ant in my house. By the way, that's another thing of the heat. So it gets so hot, the ants start coming indoors. Oh, great. I just saw an ant in my room. That means I'm going to have a million of them. Make sure I don't have any crumbs in here or anything. Anything in my trash can. Oh, boy. I saw them around my barbecue grill tonight when I was grilling. It was too hot to fire up the oven in the house, so I grilled. Not that that was a whole lot better. Hope you are keeping cool and staying hydrated. By the way, incredibly important along your fitness journey, no matter when it's hot or not, to stay hydrated. I had a trainer, probably the first ever personal trainer I had years and years ago. And this dude's thing was water, 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 water. And he had this machine we would stand on with no shoes, and it would measure your water level. And he'd be like, you're not drinking enough water. You're not drinking enough water. And I'm not kidding. Every time I would weigh up my water intake, I would lose weight. It flushes you out as well. Granted, it does suck to have to pee nonstop, but it's worth it if you're on the weight loss journey to really, really stay hydrated. So go for that. Get your hydration on. It is very important. Not only that, now you're looking at heat stroke if you don't. Now, this damn weather we're having in Los Angeles, and everybody's laughing. Ha, you guys are bitching and complaining about heat. We'll show you some heat when you, like, you guys in the South and on the East Coast, we get that humidity in with your heat. That's next level. When I lived in Jersey, worked in New York, and I lived in Jersey, I literally remember days like I would get out of the shower, walk out of the house, and then 5 minutes later be like, man, I need to take a shower. Like, I was just sweaty. It was so gross. I would take like 3 showers a day. It was insanity when I lived there in that humidity. And the South is the same way. I know Houston's really, really sticky. So my heart goes out to all of you dealing with this summer heat. Hopefully it goes away soon when we get into fall. Not that winter's a whole lot more fun. Here in Southern California, winter's great. other than when it rains, everybody crashes into each other and they can't drive, and it's like the idiot Olympics out on the highway. Oh, I have a couple of stories to get into. I have a dog story, too. I was walking my dog today with his vest on, with his signs that say, do not pet. And sure enough, some Labrador comes running down the sidewalk, and a lady's smiling. And I'm now going into the street, and it's following my dog into the street because it's not on a freaking leash. And I'm like, hey, get your dog, get your dog. And the lady comes up to me and goes, your dog's not nice. And I'm like, no, he's not nice. Why do you think I'm trying to get away from you? Put your dog on the leash. Oh, sorry. Like, I'm the dick. Really? My dog's on a leash? He's got warning labels on him now, for Christ's sake. And then I wrote in my Instagram post, this is a stupid white person thing. I can say that because I'm a stupid white person. But when I lived in Downey, where there aren't a ton of stupid white people, no one ever tried to pet my dog. No, never. People mind their own business. It's just like, it's weird. People come up here and talk to you and shut up. In Downey, that didn't happen. People kept to themselves. I'm going back to Downey, to my people. Mi gente, that's where I'm going back there. I'm going back to Mexican Bel Air, where I grew up. At least everybody there minds their own damn business. And if their dog's not on a leash, it's probably a runaway and they didn't want it anymore. They just opened the gate and were like, hey, get out. That's how you get a dog in Downey. Hey, look, this one's just running down the street. That's our dog now. Oh, man. Yeah, stupid white people. And then people come up, what's your name? And then they call you by your name, and I'm like, I don't know your name. And I don't want you to know my name. Get the F off. I have more gossip. I think my neighbor's got the COVID or something. I'm walking my dog, and I smell a very powerful odor of bleach, and my neighbor has on a COVID mask and rubber gloves, and he is spraying through a bug sprayer bleach all over his house, around the outside, on the gates, on the everywhere. And I'm like, oh yeah, man, somebody in that house got COVID. They got the COVID rolling up in there. Remember, COVID's not gone. It's just doesn't kill people, we realized after everyone got all shot up with those injections. And we're like, wait a minute, I didn't need to get those shots because it wasn't going to kill me anyways. Kills old and sick people. I knew that. That's really my aha moment of COVID. I was gung-ho, vaccinated, got one. I want the shot. I have diabetes. I don't want to die. And then my mom, within a week of having a heart attack, getting out of the hospital, got COVID and was fine. And I'm like, wait a minute. She's 70 what? She just had a heart attack and she's fine? Wait a minute. Shenanigans. Shenanigans, I say. And then I know people, yeah, I've had it 4, 5, 9 times already. I'm like, well, that's just bad luck. And I haven't had it yet. Knock on effing wood. Oh, now Ice is looking at me like, why are you knocking, bitch? I'm going to come over there and bark at you. He doesn't bark much at stuff. He's chill. He didn't really bark at dogs. He'll whine because he wants to play with a dog. But I don't trust him with dogs either. He's real rough. Rough and tumble. It's because he's hard. He's from prison. Can't send Ice back to prison. It's like sending him home. Poor Ice dog. All right, let's get into a fat doctor. I like fat doctors. Never trust a skinny chef. I don't know. If you have a fat doctor, you look at your doctor and be like, you're going to tell me about health, fat ass? Because that's what happened to this guy. And then he got his life together and lost a bunch of weight. Now he's running marathons. And he's like, here are the 5 things you need to do. And I will spare you the really boring details and break it down. And he's pretty right. His number one is counting calories and being in a caloric deficit. Yes, you can do that. You will lose weight. Period. You don't need to do anything else. Go in a caloric deficit. Count your calories. Burn more or take in less calories than you burn, you will lose weight, period, end of story. That's it. Fitness problem solved. He also says you need 7 to 9 hours of nightly sleep, and you should prioritize eating whole foods, but also allow yourself some processed foods. Says find an exercise you enjoy, which is very good. Stay hydrated. We talked about that already a little bit tonight. And then joining a supportive community. I don't know what that is. I don't have a supportive community. Here's how my supportive community goes. My phone rings and it's like, hey, a-hole, Are you still fat? What are you doing? Want to go eat some pizza? Okay. That's my supportive community of my friends. Hey, want some chocolate cake, diabetes boy? Here. That's my supportive community. I don't know what joy. And how do you join a supportive community? Do I have to pay people to be nice to me and give an F? Because I don't get that at home either. My wife will like come in and I'll be like, yeah, diabetes is, my numbers are bad. I'm really watching it. And then I'll come home and she'll be like, oh, I got Panda Express on the way home. I'm like, well, that's super healthy and carb packed and sugar laced. Delicious. Thanks for trying to kill me. Pretty sure she's trying to kill me. I talk about Ozempic because I am on Ozempic. There's another side effect, but I'm going to go see my doctor and talk about that. Also, my vision, you know what's weird? My vision is getting bad because I'm old, but it's just reading. I don't have to wear glasses other than to read. I can't read anything without reading glasses on, prescription reading glasses. But I really am getting like, it's almost like there's film in my eyes. Like my eyes are watery a lot, and it's not like my vision's bad. It's like there's something in my eye that's making my vision blurry right now. It's weird. I don't know, maybe it's just being fat and sweating so much. All the salt in my eyes from sweat. I don't know. I got to get my eyes checked. I'm past due on my diabetes eye check because once you have diabetes, that's not good for your eyesight either. People go blind like my friend Dr. Dre. Not Dr. Dre from NWA. No. My friend Dr. Dre from Yo MTV Raps has gone blind from the diabetes. Also lost one of his legs. Fat Dre. That's what I always called him. I love Fat Dre. He's a good dude. Ah, man. Sucks to get diabetes and get old. But people on Ozempic now started saying, hey, man, this stuff's making me want to kill myself. Whoa, red flag. What did you say? Yeah, people are saying that their suicidal ideation is going up as they crank up their dosage of Ozempic and Wegovy. Now, of course, that's a big deal, so they immediately did a study, and the doctors say, we find the results very reassuring that that's not the case. Study authors found that 1% or fewer participants reported suicidal ideation or behavior during treatment, with no difference between 2.4 milligrams of either Ozempic or Wegovy or a placebo. So the people who were taking the placebo had the same effect, so they're saying it's not the drug. Okay, cool. I'm on Ozempic, and I haven't wanted to kill myself yet. Not yet. But I can tell you this. I don't trust drug manufacturers, especially ones with billions and billions of dollars on the line. We know for a fact, this is fact, I am not talking nonsense here, that when the opioid epidemic started, it was freaking Oxycontin. And they were making so much money prescribing the crap out of it, and doctors were getting kickbacks to prescribe it, and they were like going, oh, you got a headache? Here, man, have some Oxycontin. And people were abusing the crap out of it. They got hooked on it. It introduced us to the heroin epidemic because people then couldn't get it anymore, and they realized they were making so much money, they could pay billions, billions with a B of dollars in settlements for people who became addicted and died rather than stop producing the drug. They would have, they had so much money, they could pay billions and billions in settlements and continue to make money. They were still making billions. So, and they were aware of this. And when they proved that, finally, they're like, all right, no more. And then the doctors really got weird. Now you go into the doctor and you're like, man, I'm in so much pain. I need something. They're like, all right, junkie. Sorry, get out of here. You're like, no, really? I need something, please. And now you can't get pain meds. But it's because of Oxycontin. And we know that the drug manufacturers did not give an F about you or me. And they were paying out billions in settlements and making billions of dollars and saying F it. So when I hear this study, I take it with a grain of salt. I'm not saying Ozempic's making you want to kill yourself because I haven't killed myself yet and I've been on it for a good while. I'm also not losing much weight, very slowly, but hopefully if you lose it slowly, you keep it off. Very slowly losing the weight on the Ozempic. And I have heartburn from here to there. That's my biggest issue. Oh, boy. And the doctors say, yeah, nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here, Joker. Yeah, you're fine. Take it. You'll be fine. Nobody wants to kill themselves. Look, people on the placebo wanted to kill themselves. So we're fine. And I say, cool. I'm glad to hear that as a person on it. But at the same time, I can also tell you, I don't trust these mofos. I don't trust these mofos. I don't trust these mofos. On Friday, I went to my Payday Friday shopping spot, which is Costco, where I load up on dog food mostly. And some things I can get. I can't do too much at Costco because it's just my wife and my daughter and myself here, and everything goes bad because it's so big. But I get what I can. Like, I load up on drinks. I get my drinks there. All kinds of drinks. I bought Gatorade. Man, we were blowing through Gatorade this weekend. Gatorade, lots of bottled water, diet soda, that kind of stuff. But I went in there, and it was a fun time in the old Costco. When you go in there and you start shopping, and I shop in Alhambra one. This is where the one I go to because it's on my way home from work. So I'll go into that one, and then you get fun Chinese people ramming you with their carts and saying move. It's very, very friendly, very different. It's not like going to one in other parts of Los Angeles. It's a very unique Costco. But I got in there on Friday and I bought some things, and I always try to get healthy snacks. And now I'm on the weirdness where if I can find European food, I will get the European food because it's way cleaner. Way cleaner. Not the processed crap. They don't allow all of the additives that they do here, the FDA does in America, and they're way cleaner. So if anything European, look, read the label and see how few ingredients are in the things from Europe than here. Very good tip if you want to eat cleaner and healthier and not shove so many bad chemical things into your body. But I got in there and I was looking for some good clean things, and I bought this basically super green mix, and it's a whole big bag of just dump it in water, shake it up and drink it, and it's like eating all these vegetables. Yeah, I pooped myself almost to death. I had one. I drank one, and then I'm like, what has happened to my... And I was like, oh yeah, that was it. So I'm not drinking any more of those. I'll let the family drink the rest of those. My body's not made to be healthy, I've determined. My body's made to be fat and unhealthy and just die. And maybe my Ozempic will make me want to kill myself, and I'll be dead soon. Not funny. Suicide's never funny. It's never funny. Oh, man. I am melting my balls off right now. It is so effing hot in this room. My poor dog, I think, is going to have a heat stroke in here. It's so hot because I can't open the windows. I've told you this problem here. Pacific Palisades, where I live, has a really, really bad rat problem. And the way my house is built, we've got like floor-to-ceiling windows where the windows open all the way floor-to-ceiling. And when you open them, the rats literally can jump less than a foot off the ground, and they're on the windowsill, and then they chew through the screens and come into the house. So at night, we can't open windows, and when it's hot, we are screwed. That's why AC would be really good. The fans typically work, but it's bad. So I can't have any open windows. So at night, my house gets really, really hot when we close up all the windows. Fans are still going, but it's bad. Yeah, we have a bad rat problem in the Palisades, a very bad rat problem in the Palisades, and it makes me... making me lose weight. I should have weighed myself today. This is going to sound gross. I've been wet all day. Like, just sticky wet, clammy wet, sweating. I've never not been sweating since I woke up this morning. It didn't help that I walked the dog immediately and then came home and just never recovered. I never stopped sweating. And then I went for a walk tonight with the dog, and I'm just back to literally, my shirt right now is wet. I am disgusting. It's like I've been working out all day and I haven't really done anything but walk the dog a couple times. Did some chores around the house, and I watched some football. By the way, my team sucks. I am so seriously done with my team that I'm about to just bail on them and not be a fan of that team anymore. I've been a New York Giants fan for 20-something years since I lived in New York. And the reason is, LA didn't have a team. When I moved to New York, our LA teams all bailed shortly after that. And I liked the Giants when I was there, and they were really good. And so I'm like, I'll just be a Giants fan until we get a new team. And then we didn't get a new team for 20-something years. And so now we've got two, and they're like retreads. So I'm like, now I'll stay with the Giants. Now I'm about to bail. The Giants suck so bad, I am about to bail on my team. Also, my college team, Alabama, we don't have the great Nick Saban anymore. They did not look good this weekend. They looked like they squeaked by a god-awful team that they should have trounced. The final score didn't do justice to how close that game was all the way up into the fourth quarter. But, oh, a lot of big teams. I love football so much. I can sit on my ass in a perfect world in an AC-filled house and just watch football and eat bad food and drink bad drinks and be incredibly happy. I'll be very, very happy. But I don't have that. There's also a place called the Cosm Dome in Inglewood over in the sports complex, right where SoFi is and everything, where I want to go there and watch a game. They show games and you're inside of a dome and the screen is so big, it's like you're sitting on the sidelines of the game. It looks so cool. Check it out. Look it up if you are around. And I don't know where else they have these things in the world, but this one's in Los Angeles. And it's called the Cosm, C-O-S-M, Dome. And you can watch, they got movies and stuff they show in there, and it's like kind of like the one where they bring food to your seat and drinks and all that stuff. But on days that they show sporting events, it's like you're there. And I think that's so cool. I bet it's a lot cheaper than being there because I would have to sell a kidney to go to an NFL game nowadays. We don't want to do that. I did not go to Irwan. I'm very proud of myself. I heard the ringing evil voice of the mean spiral lady in my head when I wanted to go to Irwan because I had worked the last 2 weekends in a row. I worked, and so I had a lot of overtime on my paycheck, and I was like, I'm going to take my overtime. I'm going to go to Irwan, and I'm going to load up on really healthy junk food. That'll be what I'll do, and I didn't. I didn't do that. I stayed home. I didn't do much. I went to church on Sunday, and that was it. Yeah, church. Didn't even go out to eat. Nothing. I made all my food. I'm a boring dude. I'm old and boring. I got to go because I'm so hot right now. I got to go take a cold shower. Not because I'm so sexy, but because I'm so sweaty and disgusting. So let's hope it cools off soon. I think the heat wave here in LA breaks after today. Monday the 9th is the last day we're supposed to have this extreme heat, which means that high pressure is moving out and it's going to get better. Okay, sweat is dripping in my eyes. I'm disgusting and I'm getting out of here. I will talk to you guys again by Friday with a bonus pod. Till then, stay hydrated, bitches.